Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're at the Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Get all of your fixings for the weekend, be it Pelicans, be it Saints, be it high school, college. Just come on by and get anything that you need. The Pelicans tonight, it's their back-to-basketball event, back from Australia, and joining us now, the voice of the Pelicans and a good friend, Todd Graffanini. How are you, Todd?
I'm great, Haas. How you guys doing over at Rouses?
We are good, man. And so the back-to-basketball tonight, there's no home preseason game. The 14th is against the Rockets in Birmingham, then at Orlando, open the season October 22nd at Memphis, and then the first home game, if I'm correct, San Antonio, October 24th.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah, great night at the SKC. It gives the fans a chance to, you know, just kind of get the team in their sights for the first time. A lot of interaction with the players, so it's always a good time out there. And and then just get back to basketball. It's been an interesting, you know, start to training camp, and of course the games in Australia. And I tell you, just personally, I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'm ready to get behind the mic and call a game, preseason, regular season, whatever. It's been a long time, so I know these guys are really anxious to get after it. It was a long trip. You know, they practiced for the first time since coming back yesterday, and they look back to pretty much normal. You're just talking to some of the people that were on the trip. I did not go. We did not broadcast the games, but it is definitely a body adjustment. And I think just about now everybody's starting to kind of feel like themselves again.
Yeah, and T, that's what I was going to ask you, you know, just that adjustment and just trying to get those guys over that jet lag and, you know, the time difference as far as, you know, almost adjusting or turning your clock completely around. And as they get into kind of this stretch run to head into the season, just what have you seen from this team and, you know, your overall impressions of what this team can potentially do?
Deuce, I really like what I've seen so far. And look, it's a new roster. There's some outstanding additions that they've made, and the practices have been very, very intense. And it starts really from the head coach, Willie Green, and he's really preaching aggressiveness. And, you know, you look at a team like Oklahoma City, I'm not trying to compare, but Oklahoma City is a team that really gets in your face defensively. And they have really parlayed that into the success they have had over the last couple of years. And it all starts for the Pelicans on defense. You know, prior to last year, this was a top 10 defensive team the previous 3 years. And when you play defense like that, it gives you a chance in every game you play. Offense can come and go. Shots can, you know, it's a shot-making league, obviously, but sometimes the shots don't fall. Well, if you're playing defense and you're holding teams in the 100 to 105 point range, you're going to you're going to have a chance to win each and every game you play. And that's where I think the focus has been on during the pre-Australia practices, which we had seven of them. And then in the two games, I think you could see the style of play that they want to implement. And it's really continued yesterday. It was just a lot of intensity. And I'm just anxious to see these guys on the court against another NBA team. And I'm not slighting what I saw in Australia. I loved what I saw in Australia. I thought it was perfect for the Pelicans to play two teams that were really, really trying to win the basketball game. I mean, Deuce, you watch those games. It looked like a regular season game to me. And that you credit to the opponent because they didn't treat it like it was an exhibition. They treated it like, hey, we got a chance to beat an NBA team and we're going to give it all we have. And they did. And the Pelicans were able to respond and get a couple of wins. So I just thought it was the perfect start to the preseason for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, you've got prospects that have ambition as far as to play in the NBA. And so
no
for
doubt.
Them to go out there and have a good showing against an NBA team, that's exactly what they wanted to do. And so the other part of it is, you know, I think for the Pelicans to be able to adjust a little bit because the rules, from my understanding, were a little bit different than the NBA rules, some of the rules, et cetera. But at the end of the day, it's about going out and playing. It's about going out and playing. And I wanted to talk a little bit about because, you know, a couple of those guys, I think Jose was one of them that kind of got banged up, and you know you held Herb out just because of maybe an ankle, maybe. But you know, even Trey getting him back, you know, I think he was held out one of those games. But just you know, how have those guys looked even pre-trip, and even you know if they got a little work in, you know, since they've been back, and just the impact that they could have, you know. And obviously you're talking about a guy that was all defensive player, you know, all league as far as a defensive player for you.
Yeah, well, I can just tell you right now, all those guys were full go yesterday, and so everybody's back. The only guys that are really not practicing fully are DeJounte Murray, who's recovering from an Achilles, and Derek Queen is still, you know, nearly recovered from that ligament injury in his wrist. So team's healthy, and that's, of course, I heard you guys talking earlier. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, when you're talking about those guys, I mean, you could have made an argument before going to Australia that Jose Alvarado was the camp MVP. He had really, really stepped his game up. I think he took a little exception during one of the first scrimmages that he was not in the original, what you would call the backup five. You know, you got the team wearing the blue jerseys are your normal starting five, and then wearing the white jerseys, those are the second five coming in. And in that first scrimmage, Micah Peavy, who Pelicans fans are going to fall in love with, second round pick from Georgetown, who I think is a bigger version of Jose Alvarado. I think Jose took exception that this rookie second round pick was going to try to take one of his spots. And he made it known very quickly that he did not like that situation and just has absolutely crushed it ever since that first practice, not only in defensive end, but Jose has become a pretty steady 3-point shooter as well, which, you know, he's been capable of making multiple threes in games, but you're just looking for a little more consistency. You know what you're going to get defensively from Jose. He's, you know, in your face. He's going to just, you know, gnat you to death. And that's what you need. That's what you need. But he's been great. Herb Jones has looked back to normal, which, of course, you know, you talk about the defensive struggles last year. When you lose a first-team all-defensive player in Herb Jones in the third game of the season, that kind of is going to make your defense not as good as it really should be. And to have him back 100%, and Trey Murphy, I think, is poised, guys, to really make an effort to become an all-star. He's got the length. He's added to his game. He's starting to shoot mid-range jumpers, which I quite honestly could probably count on one hand in his career. He's really gotten efficient at driving to the basket, which he started to do a lot more last year. He's a 90% free throw shooter, and he is more than capable of becoming a 40% consistently year after year 3-point shooter. And this is a guy who could literally put 25, 30 points on the board at any given night. So those three, again, they have been outstanding in camp, and it's just the sky's the limit for them. They're only going to get better. They're starting to get into the prime of their careers now. It's hard to believe, but yeah, they've been here 4 years now, and that's when you really start to see the maturation and the pro basketball player taking that next step.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I have to be honest, I didn't watch the games live, but I did watch all the highlights, and you know, because it was like 4 a.m. And so you talk about maturation, and I felt like watching Zion, and I didn't think this was possible. He seems faster with the ball. Like that first step, that first explosive seems faster now than it did before, and I didn't think it was possible. Tell me about what I'm seeing.
Mike, look, the question after last year, because he got into pretty good shape when he came back from his injury last year. And we saw glimpses at the end of last year what he has always been capable of. We saw a couple of triple-doubles. He had never had a triple-double in his career, and he was getting triple-doubles playing 32 minutes a night. The key for him was to be able to maintain that condition in the off-season and come to camp even in better shape than he was at the end of last year, which was probably the best shape he's been in as a professional since he was at Duke. And the answer has been an emphatic yes. He is in better shape than at the end of last year. And look, Mike, you're talking about the ball handling and the quickness. They're going to ask him at some times to be point Zion. He is going to initiate the offense, which is, you know, something that they've been wanting to do even when Alvin Gentry was the head coach way back when. Zion's rookie year, but the injuries have just gotten the way, and the conditioning has gotten the way, and it's just he's never really been able to reach that full potential. We got a glimpse of it in the latter stages of the season last year, and if that continues and if he can stay on the court, I'm just curious to see how many minutes he's going to play. It was a very set standard, you know, it was almost rigid as how they used him when he came back from the hamstring injury a year ago. He only went more than 32 minutes one time, and that was 34 minutes he played. So that's the most minutes that he played in a game at the end of last year. That's the thing I'm curious to see is how many minutes they're going to play him. And we were talking about that during broadcast last year, John DeShazer and I. If he can be that productive, you know, scoring 25 points a game, dishing out 10 assists, getting 10 rebounds in 32 minutes, do you change that or do you add the workload as the year goes on? So that to me is going to be something to watch very closely from the beginning. But he is, I mean, he's looked incredible. And if he can just maintain and, like I said, stay on the court, you're going to see an all-star.
Well, we look forward to it, my friend. Loving being the home of the Pelicans, and I know you're eager to get started. We appreciate your time. Have a great night, and go Pels, baby.
All right, guys. Have a great call Sunday as well.
Thank you. Todd Graffinini, voice of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.